Dekal waited in Sabaya's Urtcloud for 32 hours for you, André. 32 hours in stealth mode, with freezing air and iced food, pissing into tubes that leaked, not even allowed a personal MF player, in case the Navy ships picked up its electronic emission. That's not nice, André. It's about as close as you can get to a Confederation penal colony without being shot down to the surface in a drop capsule. We waited for 32 hours in the stinking dark for you to show, so we could take the initiators in, doing your dirty work for you and carrying all the risk. And when we get back to Sabaya, what did I find? André Duchon grinned round at his own crew, trying to brazen it out. I'm sure you'll tell me, Anglo. You went to Nuristan and sold the initiators to one of their naval contractors, you Gallic shithead. I was left trying to explain to the Asolo Independence Front where their nukes had gone and why their poxy rebellion was going to fail because they hadn't got the firepower to back up their demands. You can show me the contract? André Duchon asked mockingly. Hassan Rawand glared down at him, lips compressed in rage. Just hand over the money. A million will see you clear. To hell with you, Anglo filth. I, André Duchon, owe nobody money. He stood up and tried to barge past the Dekal's captain. It was the move Eric Thackra was waiting for and dreading. Sure enough, Hassan Rawand shoved André Duchon back into the booth. The back of the older captain's knee struck a seat which almost tipped him off balance. He recovered and launched himself at Hassan Rawand, fists flying. Desmond Lefoe rose to his feet, drawing a frantic gasp from Ian O'Flaherty, when his size, weight, and strength became apparent. Huge hands reached forward, and Ian O'Flaherty was jerked off his feet. He kicked out wildly, toe cap striking Desmond Lefoe's shin. The giant merely grunted, and then threw his victim across the room. He landed awkwardly on one of the aluminium tables, his shoulder taking the brunt of his momentum before he crashed down backwards onto a pair of chairs. Eric felt a hand close around the neck fabric of his ship suit. It was Shane Brands, who was hauling him out of the booth, a 40-year-old with a bald head and small gold earrings, smiling with ugly anticipation. The unarmed combat file in Eric's neural mnemonics went into primary mode. His instinctive thought routines were superseded by logic-based patterns, calculating inertia and intent with an ease surpassing any kung fu master. Nanonic supplement-boosted muscles powered up. Shane Brands was surprised how easy it was to pull his opponent out of the booth. Gratification became alarm when he kept on coming. Shane had to backstep to keep balance, his own neural nanonics assuming command of his mass positioning. He cocked a fist back to smash into Eric's face, only to have an anonic warning blare in his mind as Eric's forearm swung up with incredible speed. His punch was blocked, arm chopped painfully to one side. A furious kick to Eric's groin, his knee nearly fractured from the impact of the counter-kick. He reeled to one side, banging into Harry Levine and Bev Lennon, who were locked together. Eric slammed an elbow into Shane's ribs, hearing bone break. He let out an agonized grunt. The unarmed combat file said that speed was essential. Take out your opponent as soon as possible. His neural mnemonics analyzed Shane's movements, the half-twist as he clutched at his ribs bending over. The motion was projected 2 seconds into the future. Interception points were computed. A list materialized in his consciousness, and he selected a blow that would cause temporary incapacitation. His right leg shot out, booted feet aiming for a patch of empty air. Shane's head fell into it. A threat assessment subroutine shifted his peripheral senses into priority focus. André Duchon and Hassan Rawand were both still battering away at each other on the side of the booth's table. Neither was inflicting much damage in the confined space. Harry Levine had got Bev Lennon into a headlock. The two of them were on the floor, squirming round like theatrical wrestlers, sending chairs spinning. Bev Lennon sent a flurry of elbow jabs into Harry Levine's stomach, attempting to knock his navel into his spine. Stafford Charlton obviously had a boosted musculature. He was standing in front of Desmond Lefoe, landing blow after blow on the big man, arms moving with programmed efficiency. He had almost doubled up from the pain. His right arm hung limply, the shoulder broken. Blood ran out of his flattened nose.